This is the Upper Tier, brought to you by the Dynamo Podcast Network. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Keane Fitzgerald Byrne. But you guys would know him more as DJ Keno, who kept it lit for you guys during the lockdowns with some great DJ sets and some super Liverpool tunes. Keane, how you doing, my man?
How we get on, Niall? Thanks so much for having me on, mate. It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Absolutely brilliant to have
Great
you on.
Great to chat to you today.
Yeah, I was just saying, I was just thinking there. Very lucky to get you on because it's probably a whirlwind after the other night. I was watching the show there the other night and just, you know what?
The reaction was absolutely amazing. The amount of messages coming in and stuff. The show was absolutely great. Really was.
I loved the way you just handed over the phone. No bother. There's the dating apps to the parents. And it was just great. I was thinking, going, the bravery of that man. Like, no other kid would deal with that.
I'm telling you, Niall, the bravery was unbelievable. Listen, handing over to me, handing over my Tinder profile to my mum and dad was just gas.
Crazy. The thing that came across on the show as well, you were so relaxed about it compared to the other girl on the show. She was panicking about handing where you were kind of like, there you go, no, like, not a problem, you know?
Yeah, not a bother. Like, it was just so relaxed. Yeah, it was not a bother. Like, just there you go, ma'am, no problem.
Brilliant. So you're down there in the beautiful Camolin in County Wexford. Not too far away from my own family, lived down in Gorey, down in Ballygarrett. So,
Ballygarrett, very close.
So, yeah, so
it
suppose
really is literally 50 minutes.
Yeah, so listen, where to begin? Let's talk about the DJing. Let's start with the music. Give me an insight into when the DJing Absolutely. And the music started.
Yeah, the DJing and the music started about 4 years ago. Just started in my own place, in my own shed. I just said, look, I'm just going to go for this because I always had a passion for my music. And my dad's friend actually set me up. He set me up with just a pair of decks with a laptop. And from there, I just really took over. He's a big Liverpool fan himself. And he'd been going to all the matches in Anfield and stuff like that. And he just said, one evening, he just said, Keno, come on over and I'll show you my decks. So I went over to his shed. He's a big Liverpool fan. He's loaded Liverpool scarves and stuff like that. So we just took off from there, really. And so I'm at the last 4 year. I'm at the last 4 year now. And ever since that, it just really has taken up.
Well, I tell you, you can't believe the impact that it had. Like thinking back to some of those sessions in the first lockdown and all. The impact, people were really struggling with their mental health. And you were there, just
they really were.
You were bringing that intense energy all the time, and it was just like a bundle of craziness, you know. And a lot of, and at the time as well, a lot of the Liverpool fans as well, they were wondering whether the league was going to be cancelled or whether we were going to get the league at all. So there was panic.
Oh,
and
it really was just mental, because looking back last year, the first night I was going live on Liverpool Reds. The admin of the group had texted me the night before, just give me a text to see what to come on and do a live gig. And I said, absolutely, no problem at all. So that night I was playing live on the Liverpool Reds. I had opened my shed and I said, look, I'm just going to fill this shed with Liverpool scarves, Liverpool flags, Liverpool jerseys. And that night it just went off, really.
Yeah.
There was over 600 people on the group looking at the video. It was just mental.
How were the nerves before you went live?
Oh, listen, I was just thinking in my head, what's this going to be like? I was very, very nervous going onto a group of about 36,000 members. It was just mental,
So this could be
the reaction was unreal.
Yeah,
really
so like, this could be 10 people. This could be 10 people tuning in, or it could be 10,000 people tuning in, you know?
That's it. It's just mental. Single player, I was a bit it was Bobby Firmino, si senor, and it just was unreal, really was. I was getting sent videos and everything, after the live gig, people dancing in their kitchens and sitting rooms. It's just class.
You could feel the energy, and it brought such joy to people. Then people were asking, when's the next one?
Text me, when is the next one, Keno? Come on, You're just amazing. Like, it was just brilliant. Really was.
Nah, it was cool. I remember it was a great time. Like, the country was on a real downer with the lockdowns and stuff. Like that. People were struggling. Yeah. Then, as I said about Liverpool being, you know, either getting the league or not getting the league, what was going to happen? And the next thing, you're on there bouncing around, smashing out the tunes, just thrilling people to bits. Like,
oh, it's just so good. Like, I remember actually when we got the trophy that night, I actually went live on the group and it was just unbelievable. Like, because we couldn't have a victory parade, of course, and stuff like that. So I just kept everyone going at the tough time of the lockdown last year. And I just kept going after that. Really did. Like,
one thing I asked Liverpool fans when they come on, when we did get the trophy and it finally happened, how did you feel about it? Because I was 30 years waiting for that to happen, giving out my age here now, you know. But I was 30 years waiting for it to happen. How did you feel about it? Was it was it a bit damp, or was it still brilliant, or what way did you feel?
Like it was kind of weird too. Like, I was a bit damp really, because like as you say, waiting 30 years for this trophy to come, and you can't even go over, you can't even celebrate, kind of thing. Can't even go out. Like, you're celebrating at home, like, it just doesn't feel normal really.
Yeah.
Like, you can't celebrate, like, usually you'd be going over to Liverpool or you'd be heading out to the pub, or you just couldn't do nothing. Like, you're just sitting at home celebrating. It just didn't really feel nothing. Really.
I just sat out the back in tears with a couple of drinks, and it was surreal. I didn't know what to do. Like, it was just, I should be either in Liverpool, or I should be in a bar, or I should be out somewhere jumping around with this. You know what I mean?
Jumping around, yeah. It was just like I was actually at home sitting here with my family. I was like, we should be out here. Like, we should be in Liverpool. We should be in Dublin. We should be out in the city. Like, just. Yeah.
Mad. So,
mad.
To delve into the Liverpool stuff then, when did the romance with Liverpool start? Because I'm sure you're at the age when you were in school that, like, you know, there was a lot of pressure there between Chelsea and Man United. You were going through school for their successful years and stuff like that. So how did you wind up on the Liverpool side of things?
Well, like, when I was younger, like, my dad is obviously a big, big Liverpool fan. And, like, all my cousins and stuff, they're all big Man United fans. They're all, like, into Chelsea, Arsenal, and United. And, like, ever since when I was younger, my dad just said, look, Keno, get a Liverpool jersey on you, will you? You're coming. You're a Liverpool fan. That's just it. So, like, when I was younger, I just was really big into Liverpool. Like, it was just absolutely unbelievable. My favourite player was Steven Gerrard. Absolute legend of the club. And, I used to go over to Liverpool with my dad all the time when I was younger. Used to go all to the matches and all. And one of the biggest games I was against Man United when we were betting. I think it was like 2-1, and Liverpool and Steven Gerrard was on the pitch. He was around with Robin van Persie. it was just great. It really was.
That's brilliant. Proper parenting, isn't it? When the dad gets you, when he sets you on the right road, you know.
It really is, because like I was just getting like a lot of my friends are all Manchester United fans. I was getting jeered and all, like, why aren't you supporting a good team? And I was like, get off me, will you?
You see, the beauty of a lot of those fans is you haven't had to deal with them for about 7 years, so it's not too bad. They have raised their heads again recently, but it's only a matter of time.
And it surely is. It really is. It surely is. Like, it's just unreal.
So, what's your feeling on the team at the moment? How do you think we're going? Obviously, the success of the last few years has been unbelievable, and you know, some people would say we've been spoiled really as a fan base. You know, because you see a lot of the fan base coming out at the moment now, and they're sort of like gone crazy over this dip that we've had.
Really is like we're missing the fans so much at the moment. The football really is not without fans, like in the stadiums and stuff. I just feel like we're not playing really well at the moment. But like, hopefully things will get back. We'll pick back up. Like, we're not really playing great. Like, the form has gone down a bit, just with the amount of injuries as well. It's took a lot of impact on us, hasn't it, really?
The injuries, especially at the back, have filtered through the whole team with losing
it really
midfielders
has.
As well into the back line and all. But as I say to Liverpool fans all the time, I waited 30 years to win a league, and there's no doubt we're not going to be waiting that long again. And I think we will bounce back, because I think we're only a game away from giving a team a proper hiding on the pitch.
Absolutely. Like everyone thinks this league is over. Like, it's not over really. It really isn't. Like, we could easily slip back up there to maybe first or second. You just don't know. Just keep being
It's been that kind of season, hasn't it? Where one or two or like even three results, and the next thing you're back in. Look at Arsenal now, back up there again. Only a few weeks ago they were talking about sacking Arteta and in a relegation box.
It's just mental. Like, you see West Ham there as well, gone up the table there again. Like,
yeah,
like about four or five teams in this league to win this league. Really is.
Yeah, it's going to be a belter of a finish to the league. I'd say.
It surely is. It's just so interesting, and the fact like we're in lockdown as well. Like the fact that like soccer is still going on. It's just great. Like, because like you remember last year back in, I think it was March, there was no soccer on TV, or it was just really damp. Really was.
Yeah.
And like back now, where you can watch a bit of sport on telly and all. It just really is good. Like,
makes such a difference.
Yeah, it really does.
So. We always do a little thing here on the show that we don't let you know about, where we get listeners and viewers to send in a few questions.
We
never give you any visibility of it because it wouldn't be right, you know.
These
should be handy enough for you anyway. You shouldn't take too much.
Right.
Your favourite ever Liverpool goal?
Ooh, my favourite Liverpool goal. Jeez. That's a good question, actually. That's a very, very good question. I think my favourite Liverpool goal, lads, was has to be Salah. Mohamed Salah against Chelsea in Anfield, where he just right into the top corner. I think that was one of the best goals of the season, actually, that year. That is probably one of my favourite Liverpool goals. Just a cracker, like, really was.
Yeah.
An absolute cracker, really was, into the top corner, yeah. That's brilliant. My favourite Liverpool goal.
Brilliant. So I think you've already answered this one, but obviously your favourite Liverpool player.
Oh, wow. Good question, actually. Yeah, so my favourite Liverpool player would be Steven Gerrard. Top player. That's one of the best Liverpool players you'd ever have, captain.
And out of the current squad?
Out of the current squad, the lad actually is in centre midfield right now as you speak. Jordan Henderson.
Lovely.
Just love that. Just love that, man. He really is. He has such a good heart, and he just really is a good player. Like, love him.
He's just an all-round great human being.
He really, really is. Like, really is.
So we asked for this one because we know you're a DJ. Your favourite band or your favourite artist?
Oh, my favourite band. And my favourite artist. My favourite band would probably be Script, actually. Love the Script. Danny and the lads are very, very good now. But I have a couple. The Beatles are actually deadly. They're a Liverpool band, so they're very good. Very good.
Excellent.
And one of my favourite artists would be Dermot Kennedy. Just love that lad. Really is. Such a good singer.
Nice.
Such a good singer.
Good mix there, and good, plenty of good choices.
So absolutely.
The last one is one you might have to think about a little bit now. We often ask, if you could have dinner with anybody, who would it be?
If I could have dinner with anybody, great question.
Take your time. There's no rush.
Jeez, if I could have dinner with anybody, who could it be? Jesus, that's a very good question, lads. Can this be actually anyone now at the moment?
Anybody in the world, and anybody from history who's ever lived. Any person you want.
Jesus Christ, that's mad, lads. That's a very good question, lad.
Do you want to come back to it and we'll move on to the next one?
We'll come back to that.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll allow. We don't normally allow, but we'll allow it this time.
No problem.
So tell us, this week the episode went out pulling with my parents.
Tell us all about it. Pulling with my parents came out Monday night there, just gone by. So it's basically a dating show. My parents are involved. My mom and dad had to pick me up a date. Because like I was getting really friend-zoned by girls my age. And I just said, look, I'm just going to apply for this show. So back in last March, I applied for the show. And my mom was actually pregnant at the time for the first part of the filming. And then from the second part of the film, then she had the baby and stuff like that. So from actually March to June, lads, filming had actually got cancelled due to the pandemic. And then so from June then, it just really took off. The dates were fantastic. And Pull Up My Parents was on RTE2. If anyone missed out, lads, it's on the RTE player.
Absolutely.
It was a great show, great experience.
I was watching it there the other night. The parents and all were brilliant on it. Like I was looking at the point when you were on the day with the blonde girl.
The blonde girl.
And the mother said to you through the mic, she says, scratch her head or something like that if you like her. And the dad started scratching his head. It was absolutely brilliant. I just thought it was fantastic.
Oh,
Jesus,
brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
I've got a lot of messages coming in saying, about that part, actually, a lot of messages coming in. Your dad and mum are hilarious. Really good crack.
They were brilliant.
Oh, it was just a great experience.
And I tell you, they gave out some great advice as well. It was a good one. It was really a good one.
They really did give out a great advice. It was just amazing. It really was.
Yeah. So if anyone out there listening or watching hasn't caught this already, it's on the RT player. It's a fantastic watch. It's just good. Good crack, like, you know what I mean? Good fun, you know what I mean? I'm sure at the time for you it wasn't, but for everyone else watching, it's really, really good crack.
Oh, jeez. Just really good crack. It really was. The best experience. I definitely do it again. Like, it was just great. Yeah. Really was.
Brilliant.
Hopefully, maybe more TV shows in the coming year, maybe stuff like that.
Brilliant, that's great. Great. So tell us about the future. What's the future
today?
Yeah, what's the future for DJ Keno at the moment? What are you planning on doing
my main goal is to DJ festivals and stuff like that, and also looking to become a radio DJ on one of the radio stations here in Ireland. So. Really looking to get into radio. That's one of my goals as for the next few years. So really looking forward to getting into that now. And looking forward to maybe doing a gig in Liverpool maybe, or be absolutely class.
Outside
Anfield maybe.
Have to get on to Jamie Webster, get something hooked up there.
Oh jeez, Jamie. Tell you, he's absolutely class. Jamie. Yeah. Puts good tunes out as well, doesn't he?
He's brilliant. Really, I seen him over at a hotel. This is Anfield, and the guy is a monster of a man. He's deadly, like, so good. Like.
He really is, isn't it? I actually remember playing Jamie Webster on the Irish Liverpool Reds Weekend of Paradise, and I'm not missing the amount of people dancing around in their kitchens, and it was just great.
You can't but not love the guy. He's just the energy he brings is unbelievable.
Ah, isn't it? It's just amazing.
Unbelievable.
And the fact that he's a Scouser is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just the cream on top of the cake, really, isn't it? When you think about it.
It really is now.
So listen, it's been great chatting to you. So tell us, where can people find all your info? Where can they find you on socials? And if they want to hit you up for anything
if you want to check out any of my gigs or live sets, check out my Instagram. It's DJ Keno Official, and also Facebook page, DJ Keno. And I'm also doing a lot of live gigs on TikTok. That's blowing up at the moment. So check it out, lads. DJ Keno. And hopefully I'll be able to do more gigs on the Irish Liverpool Reds.
Yeah, well, now there we'll have you on again anyway. We're going to get you on for some match previews and stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
Get you on at Liverpool. But brilliant to have you on. And like, as I said, check him out on RTE. Pull him with my parents.
Absolutely,
DJ Keno on Facebook, Insta, all around the world, basically.
Absolutely class, lads.
Book the man. Great tunes. Great to talk to you. And we'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks so much. All the best, lads. Thanks so much.
Brilliant.
Bye-bye.